My word, you book a thrill ride and have a great time in the Kia Stinger. Dean Lester is the world's greatest form analyst, and he joins us on the Friday Form every week to help us through the weekend of racing. He's back again after a busy week, I'm sure, analysing the Bull. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, Daniel.
Do you enjoy the festivities of the Bull and watching it all unfold and trying to tip a winner and what is, I imagine, a difficult carnival to do it?
I enjoy watching the races. It is a challenge. It's not like Cup Week where you get a day in between to do the form. It's bang, 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 3 days in a row.
Yes.
So it's pretty full on. I don't know how those that do form and get down there and do the festivities as well survive. but I was quite happy to watch it from home and enjoy what I thought was one of the greatest races I've seen yesterday. It was just a wonderful contest.
Well, what about gold medals? Just while we're there, I mean, gold medals and ZM, two of the old war horses of the nation, going ding-dong battle for the Grand Annual over 5,500 metres. Could you believe what you were seeing?
Well, yes and no. I thought that maybe ZM was just about to, well, he was retired a few weeks ago, came out of retirement, and gold medals have been just ticking over at the trials very well. He hadn't been racing very well on the flat, but... yeah, when it became that tough race, when ZM went for home a long way out and made it really tough, I thought, well, probably the old warriors that are going to stand up. And it's an unbelievable race. And the history of gold medals at Warrnambool now, to think that he ran in the two-year-old race in 2012 and he's running four grand annuals and he's been at every carnival bar one since 2012. And in 2018, he ran twice at the carnival, winning both the Brierley and the grand annual. Yeah, he's a remarkable equine athlete.
I didn't know he'd run the two-year-old race all those years ago. That's quite something. What a great story. And no doubt there were great joyous celebrations after the race, and I'm sure wild into the night for Simon Wild and co. Nick Quinn was down there watching it all unfold, I think, from the tab. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, all.
Did you see something pretty special yesterday?
Yeah, it was absolutely superb. And it's one of those rare times where everyone just cheers the horses home. If you've had a winning bet or a losing bet, it just doesn't matter. And a lot of people were on that hill, which was superb because they opened that up to everyone and the atmosphere was sensational. So after last year, no fans on track, to yesterday, the eruption when those two warriors turned for home was simply sensational.
And it's picked up off the SMS early doors this morning, and we got racing onto the front page of the paper for good reasons today, which is a cool thing as well. Just keeps bobbing up stories, the racing industry at the moment. Positive stories, which is fantastic. We'd like to see it. Tell you what we'd like to see, winners on the Friday form, as we look at tomorrow's Caulfield Quaddy, and Rama Ruffy will be floating around too, and Dino's world-famous formula bet as part of this. And Dino, we got the Quaddy last week. We had to rely on a scratching and a Saturday morning version, but we got it.
Yeah, the medical sub came in, Daniel, and played a hell of a part, actually, at the $37. So, unfortunately, for those that didn't listen Saturday morning, they missed that. But, it was a good result for the listeners.
Yeah, well done. Well done. Let's go again and see if we can do it again tomorrow at Caulfield. First leg of the Quaddy is race number six. It is the Thomas North Handicap over 1,100 metres. There are eight going around, Dino. And Streetcar Stranger with Jamie Carr in the saddle. She's on the front page today as the secondary option, which is unusual for her. Normally she's the main fare.
Does that count? Because I know Turfies doesn't like models and horses on the front page of papers ahead of key race meetings.
Well, no, that was about the day before, though, so it's different.
Okay.
It's
day
different.
After.
Yeah, day after, day before situation. Streetcar Stranger with Jamie in the saddle is favourite at tab.com.au at around about 3:30, Dino.
Yeah, I'd be interested also in Acceptor in Adelaide, Streetcar Stranger, and of course David Jolly trains from Adelaide, so it'll be interesting if they venture over. If they do, obviously a great winning chance. I'll concede here, Daniel. I think any one of the eight could win here, and I think this would be a first for the Friday form. We'll take the field.
Oi! This is a first.
And we'll just hope for a little bit of a split, but if you were narrowing it down to four, the four would be 7 Sam's Image. I think 1,100 metres is absolutely his go. Just found the 1,200 a bit far last time. He's well suited. Streetcar Stranger, if it ventures over from Adelaide. Ashlaw is just very well weighted for a horse that's won 13 races in this company. And also Titan Blinders, I think, has trialled really well and can run well fresh. But the other four, Blaze Jowski, he trialled really well on Monday. Rocks the Castle's been going well at the trials. Someone's been going well at the trials. And Excess Funds had a jump out recently at Flemington and looked good. So the key here is that so many of them are first up and you're sort of guessing on their fitness a bit. So I'm tipping Sam's Image, but I'll take the field.
All right, we're taking the field, Quinny. This has never happened before. It's a very exciting moment in the history of the Friday form. What's that going to do to the market? They'll be coming from everywhere to back everything now.
Look, it's very exciting. It guarantees we get the first leg of the quaddy, and it basically makes me redundant because I like to ask Dino about horses that he hasn't put in the quaddy. So he's really stitched me up here.
That's but at the this only stage,
Streetcar Stranger, a $3.30 favourite in from $3.50, has been the early firmer. Blaze Jowski, a $4 second elect. Excess Funds, $5.50. Dino, as you alluded to, Streetcar Stranger is a dual acceptor at this stage. Are you hoping the horse goes to Adelaide or Caulfield? Because if it races at Caulfield, you've got it in the hunt, but is pretty short. Do you think he's under the odds and therefore there could be a bit of value in that field leg?
Yeah, I think so. I think he might be the one that, you know, I've tipped him for second and he can certainly win, but I think he's a little bit well found for, you know, I think that's the Jamie Carr factor. He drops in weight off a win last start and gets Jamie Carr, and that's that's a constant with the markets, that she's shaping the markets with when she gets on horses.
Well, we've never seen it before, but it's very exciting. What it does do, though, is make our man Adam Ramanauskas redundant when we get that sort of action. There are no numbers to reread, Rama, but can you say
field.
It for me?
Field.
Oh, beautifully said.
Well done, Rama. Well done. Field in the first, all eight for the first leg of the quaddy tomorrow at Caulfield Race number 6. The second leg is going to be very important then, I reckon, because we've already got the first one. We can guarantee you that. It's over the 2,000 metres, three-year-old affair, Dino. There are 14 going around. And at the top of the order, number one, Horrifying. Mark Cavanaugh, with, again, Jay Carr in the saddle, is a very firm favourite at 270 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, and he's the one to beat, Daniel. He was terrific at Flemington. He probably cost himself as much as anything, wanting to just roll about under pressure. But he made a long searching run from back in the field, and I thought he ran very well. I think from a good draw here, he'll race a lot closer to the speed, and I think he's the one to beat. I think the form out of Flemington is the right form. Redwood Shadow was really good in that race as well, and he drew wide that day as well. He had to make the long run and was very good. My Squeeze Louise for Dennis Pagan, she led in that race and led at a really fast speed, like absolute elite speed, and everything else around her dropped out and ran nowhere. She still battled on and ran fourth. It was a tremendous run. Long as that run hasn't flattened her, she's in the mix. Five, Red Santa, is the one coming out of left field off a maiden win, but just these Mare Eustis horses, once they get up in the staying distances, they train anything very well, but their strike rate 2,000 metres beyond is just phenomenal. And I think Red Santa will run really well. And Ruba has got the good form, unlucky at Bendigo, behind its stablemate Lakiro and also the ATC Derby winner Explosive Jack, and then ran well again behind Lakiro and the St. Ledger winner through Irish Eyes. So he's got very good form. He's just coming back in distance. So I think they're the five main chances, but I am with the favourite, Horrifying.
All right, Quinny. Horrifying's pretty short and number one selection for Dino. What is it for you?
Yeah, Horrifying has been a firmer. 290 into 250, the market leader at that quote. Redwood Shadow, a 420 second elect. Early money for the Pagan-trained My Squeeze Louise, who's been 11 into 750. Dino, you look at Horrifying's form and it reads one win from nine starts, including a placing at group level, but you could almost make a case that the horse has really only had two runs, and they were the last two runs with the shades on, where he's been terrific. Big win at Sandown, narrow defeat at Flemington. As a result, he's been 290 into 250. Do you still think that represents a bit of value because he could have a lot more upside than his opposition?
I wouldn't want to take any shorter. I think all the form ties in. Redwood Shadow wasn't that inferior to him last start and comes up with a better draw this time as well. So they've got sort of similar progressions. But as you said, with Horrifying, the other thing is he was gelded at the end of last campaign. He's now a proper racehorse. He's doing everything pretty well right. And I actually think his sire, Shocking, might have won this race on his way through to the Queensland Derby. And I wouldn't be surprised if Horrifying's on a similar path.
Well, I noticed that Horrifying is your number one selection, Quinny. Asterisk, got the asterisk next to it in the selection category at the Herald Sun today, so you must be very pleased about all this.
More relieved, I think, is the word.
Just nice work.
Flicking through the Queensland Derby market to try and find the price there for Horrifying as well.
Okay. Well, you can give us a little bit of insight into that a little bit later on if you like. Rama, It's not the field.
Not the field.
This leg. You need to read us some numbers, please, for race 7, the second leg of the quaddie.
1, 2, 10, 5 and 4.
1, 2, 10, 5, 4. Let's get to the third leg. Over the 1,600 metres, another three-year-old affair, Dino. There are 13 going around because you can rule a line through spooning. Number 12 has been scratched, so no spooning for you. So 13 go around tomorrow at Caulfield. And number 3, agreeable for the Freedmans, with no jockey just at the minute, Dino, which is going to be a difficult task, is favourite at tab.com.au at around about $3.90.
Yeah, another one of the dual acceptors also in the Adelaide Guineas tomorrow. She's got a great chance here if she runs. I think that number 1, Real Sensation, I just think he's a really good horse. He should have 3 wins in a row next to his name. He's won 2, and he should have won at Moonee Valley in the one that he ran second. It'll need a good ride from T.O. Nugent from a wide draw, but he'll get back anyway, naturally. And I actually think he's on a path to the Queensland Derby as well, so we might be getting some insight into some of the horses heading north. And I think he can win again. He's got a great chance to beat 5, Volator, who... That was a good win at Cranbourne. They went along at a really solid speed, and he kept going well there. And down to 53.5 with the claim for Maddie Cartwright, I think he's got a great chance. Agreeable certainly goes in if she's there. 8, Hengrown. This is a one of the Northern Hemisphere bred Danny O'Brien sort of projects.
Yes.
So he's a little bit immature because he's 6 months behind some of these horses as such, but he won well on debut. He was a little bit of a problem child at the barriers there and was scratched a few weeks ago, and then he won on debut. He looks a nice horse. And 7, Iron Edge, I think back to 1,600 off a reasonable speed, he can run quite well. But I just think Real Sensation and Volator are both really good odds here and good chance to provide some value.
What are those odds, please, Nicholas, for the third leg of the quaddie?
Well, Real Sensation currently a $6.50 chance, and on the third line of betting at that quote, an $8 chance. The market leader is agreeable. There's been a move for Mozzie Monster. She's caught the eye. Her last 2 runs when running second to Ana Visto, making late ground on both occasions. Dino, she's not in the quaddie here. What's the concern? Is it a racing pattern, or unlike a lot of people, you're not convinced the step to 1,600 will be an automatic success?
Yeah, a bit of everything. I think she'll, you know, she's a fair chance of missing the start and getting back. It'll be interesting to see how the pattern is. I think that if she's back with Real Sensation and they make their runs together, he'll be better than her. They're both, you know, off-pace runners. So, yeah, had to take a risk somewhere, and I think she's got enough weight and et cetera to make her a bit vulnerable.
And with Agreeable, would you prefer if they stay here with Agreeable or go over to Adelaide?
I think if you want to back Agreeable somewhere, you'd rather back her here. I thought she looked as though the trip to Adelaide last time really lightened her off. So I don't know if she needs another trip to Adelaide, and maybe this is the good option.
All right. I notice with interest, Nick, that you ask about Mozzie Monster because Mozzie Monster's your on-top selection and not in Dino's 5 numbers.
I did notice that also.
Is that now panic stations?
Yes. I think panic's probably the best way to describe it. But what's done is done, Daniel.
That is true. And the numbers are done for the third leg of the quaddie for Dino on the Friday Forum. Rammer, can you recap them for us, please?
1, 5, 3, 8, and 7.
All right. We are 3 legs down. We've already given you the first 3 legs. It's bordering on guaranteed. Not quite guaranteed, but close enough. On the Friday Form, Caulfield tomorrow is where we're racing after a great week at the Bull. We're getting you through the quaddie, the Ramaruffi's not too far away, and the Formula Bets. If you haven't registered for that, you can do so, by the way, at the website rsn.net.au and get Dino to invest on your behalf. And if there's a better system in the world, I want to hear about it. We'll come back with the last leg, the Ruffy, and the Formula Bet on the Friday Form after this on The Breakfast Club. It's unforgettable. It's unmissable. It's the great theme song from Days of Our Lives, the 25 past 7 on a Friday morning. Not because it's on, just because there's a relevant birthday that we need to get to with Dino and Quinny on the Friday Form midway through. It's a little interval, intermission they call it on the Friday Form. This, it's the perfect music for an intermission as well.
I just see an hourglass. I don't
know. Yeah. Well, like sand through it.
Through the hours.
And these are the days of our lives. There's no doubt about that. US TV soap, very, very famous. And a very famous person in that series having a birthday today. Bo Brady's having a birthday today.
Which one?
since he's been in the series since 83.
Yes.
83 he's been in the series, Dino. Since 83.
Yes, well, that was year nine. Yeah, I saw a bit of it in year nine. That's about right.
Yeah, well, he's been there since then. He's having a birthday today. Of course, Bo and Hope, they've been on and off for many, many years, and they got back on together. They had a strong union. I don't know the current status, Dino. If you do, that'd be helpful. But
no.
He's something else, Bo. He's something else.
Has he got a patch?
The beard.
The patch.
No, that's Patch. That's Steve.
Yeah, not Steve.
Not Steve. This is Bo. Hope, Bo and Hope.
Dark hair, flowing hair, beard.
He had a patch as well.
Oh, I think he had... did he get a poke in the eye too?
He might have got a poke in the eye for a couple of episodes. I'm not quite sure. But he's not wearing the patch these days. Peter Reckle is his name, by the way.
That's correct.
For those playing at home. He's having a birthday today, Dino. I need to know how old Peter is, please.
Oh, gee, that's sort of...
This is a tricky one.
Oh, was he...
He's ageless.
I'm trying to... if I... Year nine... he's 65.
65 for Dino Rammer. How old's Bo Brady, please?
I'm sort of doing my maths. Well, Mum watched it in 1990.
Mum watched it.
That's 30 years ago. I reckon he was... Yeah, I'll go 67.
67.
That's
Quinny?
The right one.
62 for me.
62, the unders. Always the unders for Quinny. And Whitey?
63.
I can tell you that two of you are in the window.
Ooh.
Rama and Dino are in the window. And you're either side of it. He's 66.
Dino 66 wins.
66, M.N. Bo Brady. I hope...
He definitely wore a patch.
...that Hope looks after him today on his birthday. I'd be disappointed if... In fact, the whole Salem community doesn't get together and make something special. But you know what's going to happen? Stefano will probably ruin the whole thing, don't
you?
Yes. You just come from the darkness.
What was Hope's father? He ran the entertainment sort of centre.
Yes, he did. Yes,
cabaret
he did.
Sort of show. Julie was his wife.
Was it Tom?
I don't think he's with us anymore, unfortunately.
I don't know. But it's great to have Bo Brady with us on a Friday form. He loves the races. He loves the program. Always listens in rsn.net.au. Race number 9 is the last leg of the quaddie. That's what we need to get to because we've got 3 legs down. We've got 1 to go, Dino. It's 1,200 metres, 3-year-olds again. They're everywhere, 3-year-olds tomorrow at Caulfield. But it looks to me like it's a pretty straightforward sort of setup. Number 4, Ayrton, 2-time winner, Mick Price, Mick Kent Jr., Jamie Carr in the saddle, is $1.55 at tab.com.au. Is it pretty straightforward, this one?
Might be more certain than the field leg, Daniel.
Oh, really?
Wow. He's a...
Oh, boy.
He is a seriously good horse, Ayrton. He's resuming here. He's trialled up twice. He looks to be going really well. And you'll see him in big races in the next 6 months. To what level, I don't know, but I think he's definitely a Group 1 horse in the making. So when you see them in this sort of grade, they're probably they should be $1.50. He should win. It's one out in the quaddie for me.
Oh.
The main dangers, if you could call them that, are the Big Easy, number 8, 2 Yulong Command, and 10 River Knight. They'll all run well, but... they're running into a very, very good horse here.
Righto. So one out in the quaddie, got the field in the first leg and one out in the last leg. Number 4, Ayrton. Quinny, are they jumping out of everywhere to back this thing?
They certainly are. He's very popular. He's been well back to win the Stradbroke this campaign, where he's a $5 favourite. But he dominates the market tomorrow at $1.50. Hopefully can get the job done. It's a big gap then to Curran, who's a $9 second elect. The Big Easy at 12, the win, and 270 the place, has been the second best backed runner. Two questions on Ayrton. Dino, do you anticipate this horse can propel to Group 1 level with the Stradbroke this campaign? And the quaddie, it's going to have to pay $200 to break even. I know this sounds a little bit sacrilegious, but do you think it does even look a good day for a quaddie, or do you think taking a couple of your selections throughout the course of the day, maybe into doubles into Ayrton, would be the better play to potentially get that sort of a quote, which would need to be a $200 break even for the quaddie with the one out in the last?
So, Quinny, we've just wasted the last 20 minutes.
What the hell are you on about, Quinny?
Thank you for that. Well, I'd look at it the other way. In essence, we're having $200 on Ayrton. and hoping it pays 300, which is makes it $1.50. So anything above 300, we're getting better than the price currently at tab.com.au.
Stop stitching us up, Quinny. We're trying to have a good time here.
Just helping with the staking plan for Dino's Legion of Fans.
Righto. So you got nothing to add.
He did get the quarter yesterday at the ball.
My word, he did, as he always does. And you got last week's Saturday one at $8,000 too, just by the way, with the Saturday edition. Now, by the way, we need to make an alteration.
We do.
To race number 8, the third leg, because that's pretty straightforward, the last one, number 4, straight out in the last leg. Dino, you got some information about Agreeable.
I've had a very strong push that she's currently in Adelaide, so she probably can't win at Caulfield
tomorrow.
It's
going to be tough.
So the medical sub comes in again, and it is Mozzie Monster, Nicholas Quinn's top selection.
All right. That's Mozzie Monster comes in for the third leg, and number 3 goes out if Agreeable is in Adelaide. Now, there's the feedback coming through. Hi, guys. Missed the quaddy numbers as I was copying a spray from the coach for not scoring more tries last night. Can you please repeat them? Thanks. That's from the Fox. Great to have you listening, Josh, through the morning. And then this one. Hi, lads. Sorry, slept in after a hard week. Can you please repeat the quad, says Bill. Now, it's been a long week for a lot of people with the ball, Rammer. Can you go through the numbers again for the quaddy tomorrow at Caulfield?
Yes, I can. So race 6 is the field. Race 7, 1, 2, 10, 5, and 4. Race 8, 1, 5, 2, 8, and 7. And then finally, race 9, number 4.
All right, they are your numbers for the quaddy tomorrow at Caulfield on a Friday morning. Let's have a look at the formula bet, Dino. Who are you playing for this weekend, and what are your selections, please?
Yeah, for John Spears of Lara, and for John, I'm very glad you're our contestant. I'm very sorry I couldn't find you more value, but I wanted to get you some money, and I think we can. $40 a win, race 2, number 10, Exelman. $40 a win, race 9, number 4, Ayrton, and $40 on the all-up of the pair, race 2, number 10, into race 9, number 4 for John Spears of Lara.
All right, Quinny, what's that come to, please?
Oh, I love this. First, Dino's added my runner into his quaddy, and now he's taken a multi that resembles my sort of odds. Exelman at $2 favourite. Ayrton at $1.50. The all-up comes to
$3.
$3. I'm tired.
$3 for the formula bit. That's all right. We'll take the profit and run. Let's get to the Rammer Ruffy.
Ready to sting the bookies? This is Rammer's Ruffy for the all-new Kia Stinger. Fine-tuned for Australian conditions. Book a thrill ride and experience the new Kia Stinger today.
All right, let's find the Ruffy today, the Kia Stinger Ruffy. Where do we go this week, Dina? We're all over the country at the moment.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Group 1 race tomorrow at Morpheville, the TAB South Australian Derby, race 7. I think that the Mar Eustace stable have got a great chance of winning the Derby. They've got the favourite, Explosive Jack, but I think Let's Crack a Deal will run a fantastic race. And I think at the good odds on offer, third up from a spell, ran very well in the VRC Derby. I think he's got a great winning chance.
Another for the rabbit.
Thank you, Joey. Living prime time he is. What are those good odds that Dino's talking about? Quinny, please.
Currently 14 the win, 370 the place.
Yes, 14, 370 for race 7, number 4 in Adelaide in the TAB Derby for Let's Crack a Deal. All right, that is us done for the Friday form this morning. Dino, the Friday morning session with Hamish not too far away on RSN Central. What do you got for us this week?
Inspired by yesterday's magnificent grand annual with two veterans going toe-to-toe. Great stories of veterans in sport, Daniel.
Oh, I can see my Super Rules career getting a mention here.
it's top of the list. You've spoiled it. Spoiler
Sorry,
alert.
My apologies.
My basketball career's still going.
Well, that's why it's not getting mentioned just yet. You're not a veteran anymore. You're a young buck compared to us. Dino, looking forward to listening to that later on with Gareth and Hamish on RSN Central. Have a great weekend. Look forward to hearing you across it on RSN 927.
Terrific. Thanks, guys.
And Quinny, we'll get touch base with you a little bit later on, will we?
Looking forward to it.
Always a pleasure chatting to Nick Quinn and Dean Lester on the Friday form on The Breakfast Club. We'll get to a break and we'll focus on the world of footy after this. Round 8 kicks off tonight. It's going to be a very interesting round for many and varied reasons. We'll talk to Brent Pipes Harvey, the AFL Games record holder.